here's a question for you. Is marriage overrated?
Why aren't people getting married anymore?
A new Pew Research poll found that 2 in 5 young adults think marriage is an outdated tradition.
Marriage rates are at their lowest right now.
Is marriage really even worth it?
More than half of marriages end in divorce.
If you get married, you have to be stuck with this person for the rest of your life, right? That's why you get married. So that's why it's declining. Why would you get married if you want to have just one partner when you can have multiple?
Marriage is stupid.
Welcome to the Married AF Podcast, the self-proclaimed greatest marriage and relationship podcast on the planet. One day we're going to actually climb, but we are here. We are back after 2 weeks of not being here because we went on an amazing little adventure and trip. But we are back. We are your hosts, Matthew and Monica Powers, and we just want to say thank you for all of those who listen, who watch, who subscribe, who download, who like, who review, who do all of those fun things that help this show continue to grow and continue to do things.
People are still listening?
People are still listening. Believe it or not, they have not tuned out. More people are listening than I ever thought actually would.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
But we are back. And, you know, when this episode releases, it's a huge day.
It's not that huge.
It is a huge day for us.
Us?
Yes. Because it is going to be your 40th birthday. Turning the big 4-0. How does it feel just days away from the big 4-0?
Over the hill. And 40's over the
hill. 40's over the hill. It's better to be over the hill than under the hill. Isn't that what they say?
I don't know who they are, but...
I'm going to say 40... 40 is the new, like, 28, because you still pass for 28 or so.
I'll take it.
I mean, so, you're looking good.
Doing something right.
You're like a fine wine. Just get better and better with age.
I've been told by some girls at school that my white don't crack.
The white don't crack?
My white.
That your don't white crack. Don't crack.
My white don't crack.
I mean, I don't have to, I can't disagree with them at all on that. I don't know how politically correct that may be, but you know, they tell you so.
That comes from teenagers.
You know, they know something. They're all on the up and up on all the new phrases, all new the slang, all the stuff. So I mean, why not? But it feels good to be back. But it was awesome going away, as we are back from Los Angeles.
Yes, now's the it's the absolute appropriate time for you to say we're back, because we are actually back.
We took 2 weeks off. We are officially back with a new episode, but we came from Los Angeles. It was an amazing trip. I cannot wait to talk about it more.
Oh.
We gotta wait a couple months before we can do that. But what an incredible experience, incredible trip, so much fun. Just a lasting memory that will never be really can't be unmatched, because it was just so cool, once in a lifetime opportunity. Not just for the reason we were there. We got to go to the Warner Brothers studio and do a tour of the studio and see Harry Potter and all the DC stuff.
Friends
was the biggest thing.
That was our main reason for going.
Had lunch at Central Perk Cafe. Mm-hmm. Sat on the actual couch from the set of the Central Perk.
At Monica's apartment.
Went to Monica's apartment.
And Joey and Chandler's. We got to sit in their chairs.
The foosball table.
Foosball.
It was such an awesome experience.
And Cash wanted to sit in the chair at Monica's apartment where the episode where they...
Could I be wearing any more clothes?
The cushions are the essence of the chairs.
Yes.
He took the essence.
And he did. And it was just so fun. All the Barbie stuff was set up. So our daughter was,
oh my gosh, just
over the moon about the Barbie stuff.
It was so cool, though, because those were the actual, like, they filmed it there.
Yes, it was the actual costumes, the actual Barbie car.
The dream house, the prop stuff that was up were actual things that were on set. And the Barbie car.
Yes, and it was so cool.
The car that they were driving.
They had the box. Now, I don't know if that was the original box or not, but they had the box where you get in the box and all that. It was just such a cool experience just to ride around Young Sheldon, Big Bang Theory. And then really just all the movies. We saw Merlots from True Blood.
Oh, my gosh.
Which we didn't even expect when we saw that. And that was so, so cool.
So awesome. I even said something to you before the tour person said anything. I said, is that what I think it is? No, it can't be. They filmed that here? We didn't have a clue.
Nope, but sure enough, they did Merlots.
It was Merlots.
It was Merlots from True Blood.
It was just the outside of Merlots.
Yes, it wasn't inside, just the outside, the bar.
Everything else was on soundstage.
Yeah, which was so cool. We went on one of the soundstages for the show All American, which was just, the whole thing was amazing, and it was so cool. We got to go to the beach, Santa Monica Pier, rode the roller coaster, had dinner there, went to Venice Beach, saw all that, all the dudes working out. it was so, so cool. But one of the other cool things that we did, got to go to a Laker game.
That was pretty cool.
I mean, why not take?
Unexpected.
We had no plans to do that, but they were in town. Yes, it was preseason, but who cares? We still got to go to the Laker game, watch them against the Warriors, Steph Curry and company. Kids being huge basketball fans that they are, playing basketball, they thought that was so, so, so cool.
Had to get jerseys.
Yes, I had to get jerseys. I had to get the whole experience. We got tickets. We had no idea how great our tickets would be, but they were dead center court, like Cashman's seat split the center court line. We were right behind all the data people.
Yeah. I said, look, we're at the 50-yard line.
Wrong sport. But the kids got so into the game, they were upset that the Lakers lost at the end of it. But they had a blast. So much fun.
Oh, man. Elkie was mad.
Oh, she was like furious.
Because basketball is her sport.
Basketball is her game. But one guy did get a block late in the game, and Elkie just stood up and yelled, not in my house. Not in my house. It's just so funny from this little bitty girl who adores. Hilarious.
Even the people around us were laughing at her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, preseason game. Nobody really cares. But, boy, she was taking everything to heart. She cared so much.
She was, don't look at me. They're losing.
Yes. And the place we stayed was great. We fell in love with the toilet. The toilet was the highlight of the trip,
it
almost.
It really was. And I'm pretty sure I found it at Costco.
It's going to have to be a staple in our home because it was one of the coolest things. It's amazing. It's a Revelator share. It changes everything.
It's at least going to be in the master bathroom.
Oh, sure. Only the master bath. I don't care about the other bathrooms. It's the one that I'm using. That's all I really care about. I'm going to be selfish in this manner, and no one else gets to do that. But I wanted to talk today because we did go to the Laker game and we experienced the basketball game, and our kids love basketball. They love sports. But we play too many sports now.
Yes.
Sports has become the center of everyone's universe and everyone's world. And I get it because we're sports people.
Yeah.
We love baseball, especially. You know, I'll watch basketball. I'll watch football, golf, hockey. But baseball is our sport.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are seeing is it is ruining families. It's ruining kids' potential. They're getting burnt out on it. It is ruining marriages, not just for the fact that we're so committed to this, but the financial aspect of it all.
True.
And we see it with so many people. So
thought we also see it ruining city sports.
It has destroyed city
sports. Like the city leagues. Because people are thinking, oh, they can do a better job than the person that's actually volunteered to coach.
Yeah, if you think you can do a better job, you volunteer to coach. Trust me, there's plenty of opportunity.
You don't
to be able
go
to do that.
Your first time to a travel ball league because you think you can watch a couple of YouTube clips and you know what you're doing.
Oh, well, that absolutely happens. And the sad thing is that we see, you know, 8U and 10U, especially baseball, but it's basketball, it's football, it's all of it. But baseball especially, like, these parents are pushing their kids on these teams to win championships.
They just want the rings.
And at this age, that does not matter.
No.
No one's going to care. Nobody's going to remember it. You know, the kids are not going to remember, you know, oh, all the rings that I want. None of that matters. At that age, it's time to teach the game, learn the game, fall in love with the game. So hopefully, overall, they'll be able to love the sport because we're passionate about sports. We believe in sports. I think they're really good in sports.
Mm-hmm.
But especially for young kids, let a kid be a kid.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, let that happen. So just kind of want to talk to you about the dynamic, the sports culture that we currently have, and just how it's ruining everything. Because what we have found, and we found it with people that we know, that it's like every day,
mm-hmm.
every weekend, they live and they breathe their youth sports.
Why?
My theory is because they peaked in Little League. Or maybe they peaked in high school. And they didn't get to live out that dream to be the pro. So they said, you know what? My kid's going to play in everything all the time. We're going to live and breathe this sport because my kid's going to make it.
Yeah, it's about a 1% chance.
It's less than a 1% chance. You know, it's just the dream of my kid's going to be the next Jordan, or my kid's going to be the next LeBron, or the next Tom Brady, or the next Patrick Mahomes, or the next Bryce Harper, whoever it is. My kid's going to, y'all, it ain't going to happen, okay? I'm sorry.
I mean, even before we had cash, we would joke around, you know, we're going to adopt from the Dominican.
Yes. A 17 and a half year old shortstop from the Dominican.
Or a power hitter, you know.
That's it. Power hitting outfielder, no. A hard throwing lefty out of the bullpen, just something.
I mean, we really looked into it.
Yeah, and it's not an easy process at all.
No, you have to live there for 3 months, speak the language fluently, and a lot of other things. So it's not like it's something anybody can go do. I completely understand why it's not something anybody can go do. But we have our own child. Okay, great, we're having a boy. All right, 16 years old. He's dropping out of school. He's going to get his GED. We're going to instantly send him to a wooden bat college.
He'll play there for 2 years and he's going pro.
Yeah.
And that was the thought.
Now he's 11, so I don't know that.
It was a tongue-in-cheek kind of like, yeah, that could be possible. We could possibly push for that and do that. Especially as Cashman has gotten older. Absolutely not.
No.
Because we've seen the dynamic that youth sports, and we're going to pick on baseball mostly, but travel baseball has become. Cash has been asked by multiple teams to come play. And one, not just for how important our faith is, because even if I think if it wasn't where it is, I still think we would probably not choose to not go that route.
Mm-hmm.
Because let him be a kid. And he's not allowed, those kids, a lot of these kids are not allowed to be kids anymore.
No.
I mean, it is from like March, even through now. Like we went to a friend of ours, daughter's in a play.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, there's a travel baseball tournament going on right down the street.
Yep.
And here we are mid-October. It's every single weekend. It's what goes on.
Look, we are hardcore when we say this, and hardcore believe there are only certain teams that need to be playing baseball in the month of October.
Yes, there's just a handful of them, and they're in the major leagues.
There's October baseball for a reason. And if you're not playing to win the actual World Series, stop.
Take a break.
Jeez. But now it makes me think of, if all of these teams are doing that constantly, and these kids are being forced to do that, do these kids even get to watch baseball?
Do they
get to watch baseball besides the other people that they're playing or the game that they're waiting on to end before they actually get on the field?
I would say some, but not much.
No.
Not much. I mean, we watch baseball. We don't revolve our lives around it. But we watch it. If it's on, we're going to watch. We'll watch the playoffs. And we'll watch the game that's on tonight. And we'll watch over the next few weeks as the season comes to the close for the major leagues. But I would say they probably don't.
And we were... When we were in LA that Saturday, should have been game 5 for the Dodgers.
Should have been.
And we were, oh, come on, Dodgers. Okay, so we have a good connection with the Dodgers simply because when Mookie Betts was a rookie, he played for the Red Sox. Cash got to meet Mookie Betts his rookie season, which was David Ortiz's last season.
Yep.
He got to give Mookie a high five. He got his autograph. I mean, what 2.5, 3-year-old knows baseball players?
Cash knows players. He was
3 years old. We got tickets purposely for the, it was Atlanta versus the Red Sox.
Braves, Red Sox.
So we purposely got tickets on the visitor side. Second row, which is exactly by the dugout. Cash had the time of his life. He still talks about it.
Yes, he does. He remembers. That's a core memory for him.
Yes, he remembers Mookie giving him a high five. He remembers Brock Holt. He remembers Dustin Pedroia, the pitching coach that came out that gave him a baseball. I think Brock Holt gave him a baseball that game. David Ortiz, Big Poppy, gave him a baseball that game. I mean... Didn't the first base coach give him one?
He did. He got like 6 or 7 baseballs that game. That's when he became a ball magnet. And it was crazy.
But the reason that he continued to get all of these is because he was sitting right next to the dugout. He could see the players.
Mm-hmm.
What 3-year-old knows those faces that he's never met before, and they're right in front of him, and he's calling out their names. Like, he would get their attention. And he still knows players. He knows where who is no longer with the Red Sox, or like
where they were traded to, who they were traded for.
To the Dodgers. So we were, oh, come on, game five, because that was our...
That was going to be our Saturday.
Going
that was
to game five, October baseball. But no.
But our Dodgers got swept in three, and season was over. But our son, he loves baseball so much. Loves it. Loves to play it. But even he has said, like, look, I don't want to play travel ball. I don't want to do what these people that I, you know, have played with and my friends do, because they are gone every weekend. They practice all the time. It's the single biggest focal point of their lives. And when we're asked about it, I don't think we'd do it anyways. But my first question is, I could see the benefit of it. I love playing the games, and that's the fun part of it. What do y'all do on Sundays? Oh, we practice play games every Sunday. Non-negotiable in our house.
Nope.
Absolute non-negotiable. And I've said it at church before. I said it today that, 1 hour a week at church ain't going to cut it. You're not going to actually get to, get the full experience of who Jesus is if you just do it once a week and you think you're good an hour a week. But that 1 hour a week is so, so important.
Yes.
Yes, you need to have other times of the week throughout your week every single day. But that 1 hour a week is non-negotiable. I'm sorry, nothing else is going to take the precedent over that. I mean, even when we were gone last week flying home, watching church on live on the plane.
Yeah, I was mad because I couldn't get my Wi-Fi to work, and you're over there. You watched the live stream.
I watched church, and then I watched Night of Worship on the same long flight.
We were on the same flight. You got to watch Night of Worship. Now, granted, time changed kind of helped that
just a little bit.
A little bit. But I was irritated because I couldn't get anything to work. So I just sat there and watched whatever was on the plane.
But I mean, it's a non-negotiable for us. And that's where I think a lot of this leads to is, and we've talked about it plenty of times before, but the priorities are all kind of out of whack. And what's happened is it's God's not number one. Your spouse is definitely not there. Sports.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me.
Nope. Sports is right there. Sports is for a lot number one. And we even see the obsession with college football with where we live. People are obsessed with it. It takes precedent over everything else.
I don't know. I know I'm getting a backlash for saying this, but I feel like football is way too easy to understand.
I know you do. People are going to hate you for this.
And because a nimbecile can understand football, I can't stand it.
I love that word, imbecile. It's so underutilized. But you're right. It is. It's fairly basic. I don't know. There's different schemes and plays in this and all that. And that's for a lot of sports. But the things with baseball, especially, there's so many little just odd things.
And that's why people don't understand baseball. Maybe because you have to have a brain to actually understand.
Yeah.
You have to know the pitch count. Are you going to swing on this one? What pitch is coming?
Yeah, what's the defense going to do? What's the runner going to do? Who is the runner? What's the count? What's the score? Is it early in the game? Is it late in the game?
Is this guy going to steal? I mean, what happens if there's a pass ball? There's so many different things that people have no idea.
There's so many just little things.
I feel like it's a trivia game. I mean, I love trivia. Love trivia. So if you have all kinds of scenarios that's possible, you have to be able to pick the right one that's going to come next.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't pick the right one, you're screwed.
It can make or break the entire game, mm-hmm. which is the beauty of it. It's why every single little situation, every single pitch matters.
Mm-hmm. I've learned that even working with the school, so we will now, we go to the park and we play softball. The amount of kids that they might even play a different sport. After they know three strikes and you're out. After, say they have two strikes and they foul off a ball, they hand the bat to the next person.
They just don't know.
They have no idea. Some of them don't know when they do hit the ball that they're supposed to run to first base. Some have gone to third base.
It's like Little League, like you, like T-ball all over again.
You are high school. What is happening?
I don't know, because I do think sports are important because it does keep you, one, active. You're able to help build relationships, help to have a passion towards something, but it also keeps you busy and out of trouble, essentially, especially when you get a little bit older.
That is true.
Because we see a lot of kids who don't play sports and what am I going to do with my time?
But you also have those kids that play sports and still get in trouble.
Well, they think they're like king of the world when that happens. So sports are ruling our lives, and it's kind of sad to see because we are so passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
But especially in the confines of the marriage, here's what I see. One, the time commitment is huge. So much time away from your home, running to practices, running to tournaments, running to games. It's expensive. One, you got to pay to play.
Yes.
You got to get the uniforms, got to get all the equipment, the bats, the stuff. Then you got tournaments all over the place.
Not just a drive down the street. It's a, we're going to be gone all weekend.
Yes, it's all right. We're going to Georgia. We're going here. We're going there. So you might have to take time off work. You got to drive there.
You got to leave a little early.
Hotel rooms,
mm-hmm.
Food, money to get into the games.
Every single game.
For you, your whole family, the whole thing. And you do that week after week after week after week. Drains the bank account. What's easy. One of the biggest things where marriages struggle? Finances. This is not helping that whatsoever.
No, absolutely not.
Another thing is you're so focused on the kid, on the sport, the parents, the other stuff. You're not connecting with your spouse at all.
No.
Y'all ain't having sex.
No.
I promise you that. No, you're crammed in a hotel room with your kids and all the baseball stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening.
Nope.
And we talked last episode the importance of sex and how important it is. It's not the most important thing in the marriage, but
is a great way to stay connected.
It's kind of the glue that can hold it together.
Yeah.
It's part of that formula. That's not happening. Chances are dads are hanging out on this side. Moms are hanging out over here. There's no community. There's no communication. You're not talking to each other. You're not even spending time with each other at all. Man, the distance that is going to create.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing about these sports is the pressure put on the children to play these, even when they might not want to anymore, because it's now become a social club.
Oh, it's all politics now.
And I got to be with the cool parents.
Mm-hmm. Why? We have to be on that team.
That team, because that's where the parents are.
That's where the parents that are the cool parents are. So people think, anyways.
It's a social club, and it's destroying marriages. We've seen it destroy marriages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just fall apart. All for the sake of the rings.
Doesn't make sense to me. Now, we've witnessed this firsthand, not because our children are playing any kind of travel ball or anything. I mean, our kids do play sports, but in our situation, we've been coaches for a very long time.
We have.
But recently, I've taken on two big coaching positions.
Huge coaching positions. Volleyball, state playoffs are in full swing. Got an actual chance.
We do.
It's really, really cool. It's been really fun to watch.
It's been so much fun being able, because I played volleyball, and we just happened because Elkie was going to go to volleyball camp.
That's it.
And then I become the coach.
You become the coach.
And then, well, it's helpful because the coach, Ashley, I went to high school with Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
My senior year was her freshman year, and we played softball together. And she was hired for softball. She didn't know she was going to have volleyball this season.
Hey, we need a coach. You can do it. Okay.
Hey, you played volleyball too, right? I was like, oh, crap, why?
But it's been fun to watch. And then...
But we go into this season, and I prayed about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I prayed about that job before I even knew that that was a thing.
Yeah.
And it was just, okay, God.
Well, it was essentially a prayer to God of, you know, hey, kids are in school. No, where do I fit? What am I supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. You know, God, where do you want me? Where can I make a bigger impact for you? I don't know what that looks like. Give me some guidance. And then, wham!
Not only did I get the volleyball coach dropped in my lap, there was softball.
Which?
This is high school ball. This isn't just something that you can go, hey, we're short a coach. Can you guys sign up to be the volunteer for the city league kind of thing?
No, this is a bigger deal.
This is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
So I'm head JV, volleyball and softball coaches.
And the assistant varsity.
Assistant varsity.
And this has also been parlayed into essentially a full-time position at the school.
I am.
Where you're going to be there every single day.
Yeah, I am the permanent PE coach. Sub.
Yes, because that position's vacant.
The position's vacant. They're holding it for hopefully a football coach, but they're not looking for anything. So until further notice, I am in that position. So I am gone from 6:50 a.m. until some nights 9 or longer.
Depends on that. And we're adjusting to that schedule, and we come to as many of the games and everything that we can, and we'll do the same for softball, but it just kind of shows you that
it does put strain.
This also shows you how sports can be good if you use it for the right purpose.
Right.
If you say, hey, God, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Hey, I'm really passionate about this, and I have a lot of love for this. I have a lot of knowledge for this. But God, where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? And man, when you're faithful to him, boy, he will drop some things to you that you had no idea were possible.
Oh, man. The things I have learned in the past, 2 months?
Yes.
Well, I've been with volleyball since the summer, but full time.
Two and a half months of school now.
It's insane.
And the kids kind of look towards you and look to you and
it's crazy.
Talk to you, open up to you, and just, you know, that those little openings where you can make such a difference that you didn't know was ever going to be possible.
Never, ever imagined.
And had you not been faithful, those opportunities wouldn't be there. And the passion for sports helps to kind of circle back that sports can be very, very good.
Absolutely.
If they're used in the right context, because it is true. Your child's not going pro.
No.
Okay. Your kid's not going to go pro.
Throw this out there. We want our kid to go pro. He's probably not going to go pro.
Probably won't go pro. He's good and he loves it.
Absolutely. And that's what, and he will tell you he's going to, even Elke was, Cash just said that he's going to be in the, what's it called? The MLB?
Yes.
Your brother just told you that he was going to be part of the MLB. And you're coming to tell on him? I said, Elke, that's Major League Baseball. Oh.
And if that's a dream.
Who am I to say no?
Absolutely, it can come true. But, again, the likelihood of your kid becoming a pro athlete, even though they played in 218 Little League travel baseball tournaments and won 47 rings when they were between the ages of 8 and 12 years old, has no impact on them making it to the pros whatsoever.
I mean, look at Cash. We won our first, our baseball season last year. We won, I think we were something in our tournament.
We did. We finished high.
And they got rings. We didn't have a clue.
No.
And it was the first one Cash ever got. So he was honestly completely jacked up about it.
He thought it was very cool.
Ask him where it's at right now.
Yeah, that bro. Hey, he kid's got no idea where it is. You know why? Because it doesn't matter at the end.
It doesn't.
But he can remember the plays. He can remember his teammates. He can remember the games. He can remember the fun that he had there. That's what's most important. He can always
look back on pictures and things like that.
Yes, 100% of the time.
Are where it's at.
But what I want to get at is, before we go, because we'll wrap up in a second, highly unlikely, very small percentage that your child will ever go pro in the sport. However, I can 100% guarantee you that if you'll just take it back, give it to the Lord, and say, God, just use me however you want, whatever that looks like, 100% guarantee that you will live out the purpose you are supposed to, and it will far exceed any kind of stupid sport, stupid ring, anything like that that you could ever even imagine.
Could you imagine the amount of time that people spend in these games and at the ballpark if you could take even just two of those weeks out of the month, put that into your actual child?
Oh my God. Could you imagine if you just took a fraction of the time and you poured that into your child, to your faith,
your marriage,
to your work, to your spouse? Could you imagine taking just one of those games away and pouring that amount of time into your relationship with your spouse, the difference that it would make? Because your kids aren't going to remember all that. They're going to remember mom and dad.
They're going to remember all the fights you have.
They're going to remember mom and dad. Did mom and dad constantly fight with each other?
Mm-hmm.
Or mom and dad truly love each other and want to be around each other?
How many times did you see your parents give each other kisses and tell each other that they loved?
Exactly.
Because they're going to mimic the relationship that they see.
It's the single greatest gift we can give our children is a healthy marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they're going to seek. If they see mom and dad constantly fighting, that's what marriage is. So I need to find someone who I can constantly scream at and yell at and fight with and all that nonsense.
And I will quit everything and anything to not make that ever happen.
Agreed.
Not that we're arguers or...
No.
Anything, but if something were to just, the only way I know that would happen is if we got rid of Jesus.
That's 100% right, because I can confidently say our children know that we love each other.
Yeah.
So much that they can see it, and now they will know what to expect in a marriage.
Like, we had to stop play fighting, remember?
We did. It tore Cashman to pieces.
It was sarcastic, you would do all the things. And I would come home and not have to do anything. And I would, of course,
I can't do anything around here
because it's already done.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
And we just joke around. We laugh about it. And Cash thought we were serious. He was scared. He was nervous. He was so upset.
Can you please stop fighting? Oh, baby, I'm so sorry. We are not fighting.
No, we are playing around. We are goofing off.
Yep, that had to end real quick.
Yeah, it did. Because your kids will see that and that's what they expect. And... you know, and even to kind of push the cycle forward, if you constantly push them in sports, they're going to do one of two things. They're going to do the same things that are kids, or it sometimes comes to the point where they hate it so much that they've given up on it, and their children will give up. It won't even be an opportunity.
They won't put their kids through.
No.
I've seen parents just burn their kids out.
Oh, it happens all the time, mm-hmm. And it's so sad. So just to wrap up, sports are very, very good and can be so important. But man, don't let them rule your life. They come way down on the spectrum of the important things.
Way down. Education is way more important than...
Education's more important. Family's more important. Your spouse more important. God is far more important. Your job's more important. Making memories together is more important. Going on vacation together is more important. All of that's more important than some sort of ring you won when you were 10 years old. Far more.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
So let's get out of here. Until next time.
Okay.
God, we love you. We're so thankful for what you do. We're thankful for this platform. We're thankful for sports. But God, we just pray that people who listen to this will just take a step back. We'll prioritize things the way they need to be prioritized. God, just allow you to lead them in their faith towards you, in their marriages, in their relationships, in their children, in their families, in their work, whatever they do. God, we'll give you all the credit and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Play ball.